Heath, we have a special guest in the studio this morning, part one.
We have John Weikart with us.
Hey, how are you?
Good, special guest, wow.
That's yeah, it. Hey.
That's all you get. Woo. They told us not to light fireworks off in here anymore because they were afraid of the collateral damage that might happen. But John is with us. We've been catching up with you as the Convention Center Advisory Group has been put together over time, and we get caught up with you every couple of months to see what's happening. We thought we'd do so before your meeting tonight. Let's start there. 4 o'clock, it's open to the public.
It is.
When was the last time you guys got together? That was part of our reason of getting together with you.
It was back in March, so it's been a month since we've met. And at our last meeting, one of the things we asked of Jeff Cockrell was to move forward and see about see if the county could secure bond counsel and a financial advisor to report back to the commission and provide some information for us. So that's ostensibly why we're meeting tonight. I believe we have a representative from bond counsel who's going to make a report to us.
Now, in layman's terms, that report is going to contain what, and where does that put us in the timeline moving forward?
Yeah, and let me be careful, because it's not a report, okay, as in a written report. it's simply we're going to be introduced to bond counsel, who's going to tell us how the process will move forward. So there's nothing formal, other than we want to meet the bond counsel.
And is this I don't know. It seems like everything around us here in town is moving at a warp speed. You've got 57 construction projects going on. You've got parking stuff that's going on. You've got Little Five. You've got graduation, everything else. Your process seems to be just in a nice canter moving along. Is that something by design, because these dominoes have to be lined up in order?
Well, we moved, in my opinion, rather quickly in terms of working with a developer to come up with a concept design for the project. The county council passed the food and beverage tax. The city has committed its proceeds, the lion's share of the food and beverage tax, to the project. And so those things, in my opinion, moved from last July to December, moved, rather quickly. The fact of the matter is that we can't proceed with the sale of bonds for the project until there's a one-year history of how much money is generated by the food and beverage tax. So the food and beverage tax went into effect February 1st of 2018. So it's going to be a year before we know, how much can we depend on in terms of revenue from the food and beverage tax, because that will tell us how much we can afford to spend on the expansion project. What we had from the developer with whom we've been working is a projection of roughly $37 million. The bond or the food and beverage tax may generate a little less than that. It may generate a little more than that. So that will drive for us what is the budget for the project. Is it less than that $37 million, or is it going to be more than that, slightly more than that?
John, in the whole process, one of the things that was discussed was the building of a hotel. You had a developer that indicated an interest in doing that. But, how long is that kind of a developer going to wait to get an answer before they say, I was interested, but I'm going to invest someplace else?
Yeah, we've asked him that question because it's been a concern that I've shared. And his response has been, he understands this is going to take a while, and he has other projects that he's involved with. Bharat Patel Sun Development is like the number one builder of Embassy Suites hotels in this region of the country. So he has plenty of projects that he's working on. And he has assured us we are not going to lose him. Where we would lose him would be if he looked at us and we said we aren't moving forward on our side, because he's told us and been quite frank with us that the success of his hotel is dependent on the expansion of the convention center. So if that were to if he were to see we were not moving forward with that, then he may look at it differently. But he understands this is going to take a while.
Two related questions then. Is he locked in, or could there still be a competitor come in and say, hey, now that I see what you guys are doing, I want to bid on developing a hotel there? And the next question is, based on what you just said, is it a finite plan? Is whatever was talked about to this point the way it's all going to look?
Two questions, two different answers. One is
Keith had a coupon.
The county put out a request for qualifications last April, and anyone could have stepped up and bid on any, not bid on, but responded to that request for qualifications in one of three manners. They could have come forward and said, I'm interested in building the hotel. They could have come forward and said, I'm not interested in that, but I'm interested in the expansion of the convention center. And they could have come forward and said, I'm interested in both. We had two respondents, one of whom was a financial consultant who said, you know, my interest really is in seeing if the county wants to hire me to help oversee this project, which was not what was, you know, that's fine that that's what he was showing us, but that's not what was requested. So we had one developer who stepped forward and said, I'm interested in all three of those. I'm interested in the hotel, the expansion. So I'm coming forward to say, I'll do them both. And that was Bharat Patel with Sun Development. So the county has, based on the recommendation of the Advisory Commission, accepted our recommendation that we proceed with negotiations with Mr. Patel. We have, back to the second part of your question, what he has produced for us so far is he's shown us what he can do with an Embassy Suites hotel, and we've visited projects in Noblesville and in Plainfield that he's working on currently. He's an excellent builder of hotels, and he showed us a concept design of the expansion of the convention center. So it's a, you know, they are placeholders, if you will. Here's what the expansion might look like on this site. Here's where a garage might be placed. Here's where an exposition hall might be placed. And here's roughly, working with Weddle Brothers, a local contractor, here's a budget for that project. So, you know, people have asked me, well, why didn't other developers step up? Why did you not see others step up? And in particular say, well, you know, we'd be interested in designing the convention center. That was one part of what you asked for in your request for qualifications. No one did that. Now, I have my own opinion about that, and my opinion about it, and I can be wrong, is they probably never believed the county had passed the food and beverage tax. So why would I step up and invest my time and my effort and my money in working with you to design something when I'm not confident the county, I mean, the county's history had been they had not supported the food and beverage tax in the past. So in my opinion, stepping up now and saying, oh gosh, now that you guys have some money, I'm suddenly interested in this. We certainly have the option of looking at that. Mr. Patel has told us that he wants to build the hotel, that he's interested in the expansion of the convention center, and has certainly shown us how he would do that. But if the county commissioners decide to move forward with another architect and developer on the expansion, that will not, that's fine with him. He will move forward and proceed with the hotel. So, you know, we have been directed by the county commissioners to proceed with Sun Development in terms of negotiating, you know, how we move forward with this, and we are still under the direction that we are proceeding to move forward with him on negotiations. You know, this afternoon, I'm sure because we discussed it at our last meeting, we may discuss again, do we want to separate the two projects? Do we want to let Mr. Patel proceed with the Embassy Suites Hotel, which is a, you know, where, how are we going to do better than an Embassy Suites Hotel? I'm not sure that anybody's arguing that we could. But do we want to split the projects out and look to create an opportunity on the expansion side where there is more perception of public ownership of the development of that? And you know, we're going to discuss that, I'm sure, and we'll see where we end up with that. My concerns have been that, you know, we have told the public this is the public side of this is a $37 million project. If we move forward with our own architect, if we move forward with our own construction management, that's going to increase the cost, which brings it down from design and down from, you know, what are you going to construct? Now, maybe that won't be the case. I don't know that that won't be the case, but I do know we've said this is how much we think we have to spend. And coming off the top of that, if we're into architect fees and construction management, I think it's fair to say no one in the county would argue with me. The county has never done a project this large. You know, the county's never done it. I don't think the county particularly has interest in saying we want to take on construction management responsibilities for the expansion of the convention center. So that means we'll have to hire somebody to do it if we split the projects up. So, you know, those are the things we need to think about and discuss and see how we're going to proceed.
John Weikart's our guest this morning. He pops in before his meeting tonight. Give me the exact name of the commission. I never get it right.
It's the Monroe County Convention Center Advisory Commission. We've got a T-shirt. It's all on there.
But he doesn't have the T-shirt.
Well, no.
They'll wear them at the meeting tonight so we can identify which team is which team. Now, the other thing we've talked about, and I know this perhaps doesn't have anything to do with you guys, but how the food and beverage tax money is going to be spent. There's a commission for that that decides on how all that moves. Do you have any idea of when that's going to be put together?
By statute, the commission has to be formed within a clock begins to tick, and I believe it's April 30th. So I believe by the
We're
end of this
close.
Month,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that the commission is named. And the commission's membership, there's a member from the city, there's a member from the county, and then there are three vendors, if you will, who are, you know, restaurateurs or those who pay into the food and beverage tax. So it's my understanding that the county will appoint one of those, you know, private owner members, the city will appoint one, then the city and the county will mutually agree on the third member. So
what's that mean, though? Are they going to say we want 98% to go for this, or we only went 40%, and therefore the money that you need to do this is not enough?
Yeah, no, the commission's role is you know, they're going to be looking at the budget for the money, and they're simply going to be advising back to the county that the money's come in and it's being spent appropriately. It's being spent the way in which it was dedicated.
Is all the money from the food and beverage tax going to the convention center?
No.
That's what I meant.
No, okay. There's a portion of the money that's dedicated to the west side of the community.
Right.
So I can't tell you the exact dollars because we don't know yet what it's going to generate. But there is a portion of the money that will be dedicated to West Side projects. So, for instance, you know, there's been talk that the town of Ellettsville wants to expand and build on to the Karst Farm
trail.
Mm-hmm. They'd like to see it paved. That's got a cost to it. But again, I don't want to get into how policymakers might mm-hmm. decide all those things. But that money will be dedicated to them, and they will be, they'll be making decisions about how that money's spent.
Another
on
reason
projects.
To wait a year to find out how much it's going to be coming in the first place.
Yeah. And how, you know, and what Ellettsville may want to do with their proceeds mm-hmm. really does not relate to how the convention center
right.
money is being spent. But yeah, I mean, they know now that a year from now they'll have a better idea how much money they're going to have for their own. And remember, it's spent, the food and beverage tax is spent for tourism or economic development. So it would have to be dedicated to one of those two things. Certainly you could argue, well, you know, the Karst Farm trail, the path is, you know, both tourism and economic development. You know, people walking down the path and walking into Ellettsville. And so, you know, they can certainly do that with it if that's what they choose to do.
Is this board taking time to put together because these are positions people want to be on, or is it just because, hey, it's the 30th, we'll get it done by the 30th? How does that? You've been in the game before. How does that work?
Yeah, there's a clock began to tick. So the minute the food and beverage tax went into effect, then the commission had to be appointed within, I believe it was 90 days. So you have 90 days once that happens to name the membership of the food and beverage tax.
Who appoints it?
Well, you've got city membership, you've got county membership, and then, as I said, you've got...
So each of those entities appoints somebody?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
It's not one person saying,
no.
I want this person from the county, this person from the city.
No.
Okay.
No, the city has its own appointment of its own membership, the county has its appointment of its membership, and then the two of them, mutually agree mm-hmm. and appoint this three-member... I keep saying restaurateur, but it could,
right.
Nick's, Rags could be appointed, well, not that he's not a restaurant, but I mean, they could appoint somebody from, the Ellettsville area who's mm-hmm. in the restaurant business in the Ellettsville area. So then they mutually agree on who the third member is.
And that's just a complete oversight board to
yes.
make sure that everything is
yes.
going in the right direction.
Yes.
For that.
John, I got a question for you. The LDEI was, or the Urban Land Institute was just, LDI was not the right initials.
Mm-hmm.
They were here, they did the study, and they're talking about what should happen with the hospital site. Occasionally, there were some comments made, but there's maybe a connection, some good things that could happen for the convention center because of what's going to happen at the convention site. Have you heard any of that?
Well, no, only that in the future planning, remember that the city and the county, primarily the county, owns the property from 3rd Street down to 2nd Street. Mm-hmm. And there had been talk all along that as you build the convention center,
right,
the placement of certain activities on the convention center opens up that area and could tie nicely into whatever development is happening with the site where the hospital is currently located.
So there is possibly some serendipity there.
Yeah, sure. As people think about that, I would hope people begin to think about this and begin to think into the future about. And I'll give you an example. And I'm not. Don't anybody listening take that this is in concrete or in stone or anything. You know, part of no pun intended about concrete and
right.
buildings. But you know, the location of the garage on uh-huh. the on the expansion of the convention center by concept right now is located. I'm terrible at directions, but it's located on the west side of the property, and the exposition hall is located on the south side of the current property. Well, the rationale behind that from the developer is if you ever want to expand the convention center, if you ever want to move further south towards 2nd Street, you can expand your exposition hall that way. If you've got a garage there, you've just blocked yourself in.
Right. Put up a barrier.
Yeah,
sure.
and there are some people who don't like the placement of the garage. So I'm sure we'll have Bloomington being Bloomington, we're going to have
yes.
a lot of discussions about that and the color of the brick and the flowers that are planted in the courtyard. And
well,
all
that's
kinds
what
of
makes
things.
It grow. If you want yeah. public input, that's the
that's
input
exactly
you're,
right.
you're going to get from it. And a public invited to your meeting tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
these
I'd
are
like
all
to,
open and ready.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out, by my count, I believe this is the 16th public meeting on this project. So, you know, for those who would imply, gee, people are meeting in secret and making decisions, this is the 16th public meeting between the city council, the county commissioners, the county council, and the advisory commission. It's the 16th public meeting we've had.
Well, can you say transparency? You know, 16?
Yeah, I don't like to say it. It's just such an overused word. But, you know, we've certainly been doing these things in public and open.
And are you on a regular schedule? Or do you meet because you have things to do?
We meet because we have things to do. The commission decided early on we didn't want to meet
just
for the sake
meetings.
Of meeting.
Yeah.
And so we would meet as needed. And, you know, and I would, and again, we're in this period of time where, you know, as we're moving forward, keeping in mind that on a parallel track is the money coming in from the food and beverage tax, and we're still waiting for a year to see what that develops. So I'd guess meetings will pick up as we get as activity picks up, as things are needed for us to meet more frequently, we will. But for this past month, we've been waiting to secure bond counsel and financial advisor and those sorts of things.
So take me through the next step after bond counsel comes through. What's next in the process?
Yeah, well, we are still negotiating with Sun Development on the hotel property. You know, the policymakers are going to have to decide the hotel is going to be built on land currently owned by the county. So, how's that going to work? You know, is there going to be a sale of the land? Is there going to be a transfer of the land? You know, the city and county still have to decide. Each of them owns certain pieces of the land where the convention center is located. If the developer were to ask for incentives, somebody's going to have to, tax
get the
abatement.
Checkbook out.
Well, you know, tax abatement or you know, TIF keeps coming up, and I know that my friends in the city blanch every time somebody mentions the TIF that they have dollars from because they've committed those dollars for other projects. So, you know, there's still, you know, negotiations ongoing both in two areas, between the owner, the county commissioners, and we, the commission, as their representatives, and the developer on the hotel property and those kinds of things. But then there are also negotiations going on, intergovernmental negotiations between the city and the county on, all right, how is this going to work? What, you know, is the city going to bring more to the, you know, to the table? And if so, what's that going to be? And they each own pieces of land, so they've got to negotiate those things out too.
4:00 this afternoon, you are meeting with